Technology Quarterly.
Spinning a good tale. Medicine. A quantum mechanical effect used in hard disks may hold the key to the development of a handheld biology laboratory.
Biotechnologists have long dreamed of creating a lab on a chip that would pack the power of a full-scale analytical laboratory into an object as small and as easy to use as the handheld scanners familiar to fans of science fiction. Such a device might detect biological weapons, run genetic tests, or sniff out contaminants. Staff at clinics could use it to screen people for infectious diseases. Many designs have been proposed for such a device, but none has really taken off. The latest, though, sounds promising. It uses a quantum mechanical effect called giant magnetoresistance, or GMR, which is also the basis of modern hard disk drives. Prototypes made in Europe and America have indeed been able to detect everything from deadly toxins to illegal drugs and markers of disease. Giant magnetoresistance relies on devices called spin valves. These are made by interleaving thin sheets of magnetic and non-magnetic metals to form a sandwich composed of layers mere nanometers, billionths of a meter thick. If a nanoscale sandwich is exposed to a magnetic field, the quantum spin of its electrons, and hence its electrical resistance, changes in a way that is easily detectable. In 1998, however, it occurred to David Basalt of the United States Naval Research Laboratory, NRL, in Washington, D.C., that spin valves might also make excellent biosensors. Biological materials are not usually magnetic, but they are often chemically specific. Dr. Basalt wondered if tiny magnetic particles could be attached to molecules using either antibodies, which will bond to protein sugars and so on, or single-stranded DNA, which will bond to a complementary DNA strand to form the famous double helix. Searching for a target molecule would then involve sprinkling a sample thought to contain it with magnetic nanoparticles coated with the appropriate antibody or DNA and running it over a spin valve. It's a simple idea, but it has taken Dr. Basalt and his colleagues, along with researchers in several other organisations, 10 years to turn his insight into a practical technology. The details of the various prototypes differ, but the principle is the same. The spin valves and the channels needed to feed samples into them are built onto silicon wafers using chip-making techniques. Magnetic nanoparticles are attached to sample molecules using antibodies or DNA. And each spin valve on the chip is coated with antibodies or DNA strands that react with only one sort of target molecule. This means that a single chip can search for many targets at once. Searching for more than one target using standard methods often requires large samples and a series of tests, but a GMR chip can do the job in a single pass, with a sample as small as a single microliter. Such chips are extraordinarily sensitive. Prototypes built by researchers at the Naval Research Laboratory, Stanford University, and Philips, a Dutch electrical goods firm, can detect a substance that is present at a concentration of less than one part in a million billion. Lisbeth Lagarde, who works at IMEC MCP, a microelectronics laboratory in Belgium, and Paulo Freitas of INESC, a similar organisation in Portugal, claim even more striking results. Their experiments can sometimes detect individual molecules. In particular, this sensitivity makes the new chips better at searching for strands of DNA. At the moment, such searches require the number of DNA molecules in a sample to be multiplied using a trick called the polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, before there is a decent chance of detecting the target. Nor are these advantages merely theoretical. Shan Wang of Stanford has used a GMR chip smaller than a postage stamp to detect carcinoma embryonic antigen, a sign of colon and rectal cancer, and human papilloma virus, the main cause of cervical cancer. And at the NRL, Sai Tamaraha has had similar success detecting ricin, staphylococcal enterotoxin B, and other potential bioweapons. Dr. Tamaraha says the NRL has developed a battery-powered unit the size of a shoebox and has licensed its design to Seahawk Biosystems, a firm based in Austin, Texas, for food testing and environmental use. Other researchers use magnetism not just to detect the target molecule, but also to carry it to the spin valve. In a paper in the Journal of Immunological Methods, Wendy Dittmer of Philips claims to have achieved a 100,000-fold increase in detection speed by hurrying magnetically tagged molecules of parathyroid hormone towards the spin valve with an electromagnet, instead of letting them diffuse there. Philips plans to introduce a handheld drug testing device in 2009, in partnership with Cozart, a British medical diagnostics firm. This breathalyzer, designed for roadside use by police, will scan suspect saliva for drugs such as cannabis, cocaine and heroin. There may be an even faster method, however, and one that avoids fiddling with electromagnets. Mark Porter at the University of Utah has brought nanomagnets and GMR sensors together with a simple swipe. In a pair of papers to be published soon in Analytical Chemistry, Dr. Porter describes how he and his graduate students ran a slender glass stick larded with magnetic nanoparticles through a GMR reader. Dr. Porter believes that an automated reader could scan a sample stick in a second, and he imagines a day when pharmacies will keep such readers on the premises, with customers bringing in personal wellness cards, preloaded with bodily fluids, and obtaining diagnosis without having to sit forever in a doctor's waiting room.